NASA's Cassini spacecraft passed within 50 kilometers of the moon Enceladus last week, taking pictures, data, and samples as it sped through icy water vapor spewing from its surface. Cassini scientist John Spencer.
It's one of the most remarkable places we found in the Saturn system. The big thing about it is that it's active, it's geologically active right this minute. It's got these fractures that are spouting water vapor and ice, these enormous plumes coming out of the South Pole, which are unlike anything we've seen anywhere else in the solar system.
Those geysers may contain organic materials trapped beneath the lunar crust. NASA scientist Torrance Johnson.
In fact, the spectrometer systems on board the spacecraft, looking at the surface, have identified simple hydrocarbon signatures in some of the areas around these vents. So you've got all of the conditions for life there. What we don't know, of course, is whether that means that you can actually sustain life there or that it could ever have arisen there.
The moon's vents are similar to the world-famous geysers in North America and elsewhere, except for one thing.
Because it's so much colder, we don't get liquid water coming out of those geysers. We get a lot of ice particles, very fine ice particles, a lot of vapor, but there may be liquid water underneath the surface.
The liquid material bursts through the crust. Some of it ends up in Saturn's rings. Scientists have located 8 hotspots on the planet that are source points for the geysers.
The source of these geysers down those fractures, and that's what we're particularly intrigued in, because if there's a source of liquid water down there, this could be an environment that might be conducive to life.
One theory, scientists say, is that there may be a large ocean beneath the icy moon's surface. Cassini will make an even closer flyby next October. Paul Sisko, VOA News.